executive committee meeting Tuesday, July 23rd, 4 p.m. President, council members, Retta, Diller, Cartier, Smiley, Street, Tackett, and Sheldon, and Anthony DeFurry, our presidential aide. Approval of minutes of June 11th, 2020.
Motion to approve.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We move right into the agenda. We have two appointments to bring before the executive committee today. These two appointments we're handling for council member Kilpatrick. I'm going to ask Ms. Neff if she would come to the head seat, please. The resumes and credentials are in your packet, and I want to welcome you.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming. Thanks for your willingness to serve. And if you'd like to make an opening statement, and then there may be questions or words of support from members of council who are here.
Well, I'd like to say I've had the opportunity to work with the Community Services Department from my position at Morris Health and Prevention Services. And I must say I've been extremely impressed with that department from the get-go. There are some really outstanding people who work there. Very creative, really hardworking. And to be able to be affiliated with it in any capacity is, it would be very welcome to me. Nemours Health and Prevention Services is really supportive of everything you're doing, and we've got a great relationship going.
Thank you. Thank you. Councilmember Diller?
I told Councilwoman Kilpatrick that I would put in the good word for you, even though you're her constituent. I've known Debbie as she's known for a number of years, including I think when you worked down the hall from the State Department of Community Services many years ago. So we won't tell you how long ago that was, but I think she'll just be a great asset to this committee, and welcome aboard. Thanks for agreeing to serve.
Thank you. Council members, any other questions, query, concerns, support? Councilmember Cartier?
Yes, in reviewing your biography, I'm very impressed with your credentials and your experience, and I want to thank you for volunteering for this sort of thankless job of, you know, being part of one of our boards and commissions, and we need your input and your expertise to improve our Department of Community Services, and thank you for volunteering.
It doesn't need much improving, I will say.
All right.
Anyone else? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for coming in. Thank you. Mr. Patel? Appointing Perry Patel to Newcastle County Diversity Commission. Mr. Patel, would you welcome? Would you like to make an opening statement to the gathered council?
Thank you again. Thank you for the opportunity. I've been working at the Newcastle County on the Historical Review Board. I saw the opportunity on the diversity. I've been helping a lot to the community. I've been the community leader for the Indian representations. We are holding the India Fest around the town. This year we are holding it one at the Tucker Park, and I give back to the community. I serve on a number of two, three other boards, and would love to have the opportunity to put it together for the diversity group.
Any comments, words, or questions to Perry? Councilmember Cartier?
Again, thank you for volunteering, and your resume is very impressive. And I just say that, you know, the Diversity Commission has a big task, and we're trying as a council, as a government, to always strive to have the government reflect the people we serve. So in some areas we're very successful at that, and other areas not. And I think, you know, your role is to help us improve the areas where we're not reflecting our diversity values and goals.
Great,
so,
thank you.
And, you know, I welcome your participation, and I also urge you to speak up and be an active member of this very important, you know, commission.
Great, thank you again.
Thank you.
Councilmember Ratto.
Thank you. I've known Perry for a few years now, and with that, with him being dealing with the public in a number of ways with the Hotels Association and things like that, I think it's, this would be a good add-on to diversity because he deals with all different walks of life. Appreciate it, Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Wright.
And thank you, Mr. Ratto. Any other comments or questions? Thank you for stepping up. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Now hear from our domestic policy advisor, Mr. Henry, has a brief report for the council.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Marcus Henry, domestic policy advisor. I like that. We need this position. I'm actually going to be very brief. This is just a continuation, really, of an update I gave council about 6 weeks ago, I believe, on the 147th General Assembly. Forgive me with the copy I believe I'm handing you now. I emailed this to you guys earlier today as well. Hopefully it was highlighted, the version that I sent you. I had a yellow highlight of some of the legislation that has some measurable impact on county operations or governance. I won't go through all these. I mean, you're all aware, I'm sure, of some of the issues that faced the General Assembly today. There was not a lot of legislation that had a direct fiscal impact on county operations or governance, to be honest with you. There was a number of legislation that dealt with gun control, both for the city and for the state in terms of permitting for access. Some passed, a lot of it got tabled, quite frankly, in various committees. They're all listed, I believe, in your packet. But we will continue to track that legislation with gun control. I think the big legislation, obviously, that passed this year from the General Assembly was the Civil Union bill that allowed for gay marriage in the state of Delaware, so we tracked that. There's been various proposals, you know, for new casino operations that actually got tabled in committee. There's ones that looked at various pension reforms for county and government, state, local, and government officials, for employees, excuse me, that got tabled. But anything, I'll assure you, that has some impact on the county, we will track and we will make comment to with our partners in the General Assembly. Really, I'd like to answer any questions you might have this legislative session. Now, mind you, this is the first session of a two parts. And so anything that's pending will get put forth the second session of the General Assembly. With that, I'll answer any questions.
Councilmember Hollins has joined us. Councilmember Smiley.
Yeah, not really a question, a comment. Yeah. With all due respect to gun control, I hope we'll return some focus to getting us out from underneath of animal control.
Yes. Yes, sir. And I'm glad you actually brought that up. That is an issue, both animal control and what I like to refer to, well, is really unfunded mandates that we get from state government in terms of operations, animal control being one of them. That is something we'll address with the state, because I believe, you know, the county and also the city of Wilmington, from what I understand, have issues in terms of the cost that we're incurring in this program. We will address it with the various leadership on that issue. Well,
can I follow up?
Sure.
Councilmember Smiley.
Yeah, I mean, we were previously with Kristen Dwyer, you know, we were on a path with Senator Blevins, working towards getting rid of animal control, and it seems like it's kind of shied away from not only not giving it back to the state, but them attempting to bring forward more requirements for us to oversee. And quite honestly, I'm not comfortable with speaking about animal control in New Castle County and the city of Wilmington in the same breath, considering now they're looking at taking it on themselves. I mean, not even contracting it out. And that's sure, I think, far from where we want to go. I mean, that's the opposite end of the spectrum, as far as I'm concerned.
And I agree. We'll be setting up a meeting with Senator Blevins and some other leadership on this issue, we'll certainly invite you to that meeting to discuss this issue. It's been brought up before.
Yeah.
So I concur with it.
Councilmember Dillon.
Yes. Mr. Henry, I'm taking a look at the proposed legislation, SB 58, which is like the third or fourth page.
Okay.
It's the third page from the back of the packet.
SB 58. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one by Senator Peterson, allowing Delaware residents to qualify for the Senior School Property Tax Credit Program upon entering a payment plan for taxes due. It's out of committee, but it looks like it hasn't been voted on.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, do we end up having to establish the payment plan for this? Is Newcastle County going to be put in charge of that?
That's not my understanding, but I'll follow up with that off.
I'm just curious, because it just seems unfair that to make, you know, I mean, talk about yet another unfunded mandate that will take our staff time when it's not really our money.
I'll get back to council on
thank
this
you
by email, but that's not my understanding.
Okay,
we'll
confirm thanks
that.
Okay.
Thank you, council member. Any other comments or questions? Mr. Henry?
If I could just add a few more things.
Sure.
I really hope, it is our goal, I think, to work with council in the very near future to address and to have a legislative agenda with the General Assembly. It's been brought up before, and it's important. It's important that council support the administration to have an agenda with our brethren up at the General Assembly, because, you know, their issues are our issues, but they need to understand from our perspective, to the Councilman Smiley's point about animal control and other issues, you know, we're the ones left dealing with this, so we have to have better communication with these folks when they enact this legislation. So I want to work with council closely on the timing is such that really this should happen in the fall, quite frankly, because the governor makes his recommended budget initiatives. That happens in late fall. So really we should start having these conversations in the fall with the state, and I'll help to facilitate that.
Councilmember Street.
In your opening remarks, you referred to gun control, gay marriage, casinos. Does the administration have a position that's advocating for in regard to any of those issues? One,
I can start.
I was curious
sure
as to why you open with those three.
To be quite frank, I opened those three because those were the major issues that were put forth by the General Assembly, not us. The casino one potentially could have a big effect on the county in terms of location of what they were talking about. And honestly, that got tabled. In terms of gay marriage, for or against, that was the major initiative taken forth by the General Assembly and discussed for weeks on end. And lastly, but not most importantly, with gun control, that was a major policy initiative put forth by the General Assembly that does have direct impact, as you well know, on the county. In terms of position, I can't tell you what the position is on gun control from the administration, because there's 20 different pieces. County Executive Board came out and supported the gay marriage legislation. And with regards to casinos, we really would see more study done in terms of the fiscal impact, location, if it makes sense. But I don't believe it went that far. I hope that answered your question.
No, it doesn't, because if we're monitoring this,
mm-hmm,
and we're concerned about its impact, why are we monitoring if we're not taking a position? And so if the administration not taking a position, what is our position going to be? I don't understand this whole process, just to say that we're following it because it's going to have an impact. Well, what's our position on the impact?
Well, I thought I answered most of your question. When it comes to legislation that's, you know, getting ready to be passed or discussed that has impact on the county, we will lobby, we will talk with the various legislators on those issues. But these things that I'm discussing is a function of what the state has taken on in terms of initiatives. And I don't know how else to explain it to you. And let me remind you, it's always within council's right to independently bring forth their opinion, you know, on these issues.
Councilmember Carter.
Thank you. I think the first two issues are really in the domain of the state government legally. They're really not. While the gay marriage issue would have some impact on us in terms of our clerk of the peace office, the major one for me is the casino issue,
yes,
because that is a land use question, fundamentally. And unless, you know, the state plans on exempting themselves, which they have done in the past, from our regulatory process regarding, you know, siting a casino, then we're going to be deeply involved in that if it ever gets legs. I hope it never gets legs, because I know damn well they want to site it at Tri-State Mall. And I can tell you, I am right now at the table here, totally against it. I'm not for it. I just don't think it's going to take us in the right direction, you know, for community. And the gambling industry is already, you know, overbuilt. That's one way to put it. The state government had to pour $8 million into our, you know, our casino operation. So that issue I'm very sensitive to, and I think we should all, you know, be alert to that. Although it doesn't seem like it has much support in the very committee where it was introduced in the House. The other thing I'll tell you, the House member who's very into this has never once had any kind of discussion with me, consulted with me about that issue. So that's very upsetting to me.
Thank you, Counsel.
And I can tell you the surrounding community would be very much against this. So they want to go down that road, we'll go down that road.
And I also mentioned that, yes, they mentioned, it was mentioned about the Tri-State Mall site and other sites as well that they were looking at, but being, I was there for a couple of days, just the times I was there, I don't see it having much legs, quite frankly.
Yeah, thank God.
I don't.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens next session.
We've had them there for the last 15 years.
20 now.
You want to get developed.
Anything else, Mr. Henry?
I thank Council for their time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
yeah, thank you. I didn't look at it.
Council, you have anything else for Mr. Henry? Thank you for
thank
the
you,
update.
Sir.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Your leadership. Do we have anything on the other today? Any public comment? Motion
to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned.
Marcus, don't leave. Alex. Chris.
Yeah.
We're going to have to house and feed him. You got to let him leave sometime.
Yeah. Every now and then.